Open your Bibles, please, for our next reading, our second reading, or maybe our fourth reading, depending on how you're counting, to Jeremiah 24. Jeremiah chapter 24, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. The Lord showed me and said, "Behold, two baskets of figs were set before the temple of the Lord, after that Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, had carried away captive Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and the princes of Judah, with the carpenters and smiths from Jerusalem, and had brought them to Babylon. One basket had very good figs, even like the figs that are first ripe, and the other basket had very naughty figs, which could not be eaten, they were so bad. Then said the Lord unto me, 'What seest thou, Jeremiah?' And I said, 'Figs, the good figs, very good, and the evil, very evil, that cannot be eaten, they are so evil.' Again the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, 'Thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, like these good figs, so will I acknowledge them that are carried away captive of Judah, whom I have sent out of this place into the land of the Chaldeans for their good. For I will set mine eyes upon them for good, and I will bring them again to this land, and I will build them and plant them, and I will plant them. I'm sorry, I skipped a line. And I will build them and not pull them down, and I will plant them and not pluck them up. And I will give them an heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God, for they shall return unto me with their whole heart. And as for the evil figs, which cannot be eaten, they are so evil. Surely, thus saith the Lord, so will I give Zedekiah, the king of Judah, and his princes, and the residue of Jerusalem that remain in this land, and them that dwell in the land of Egypt. And I will deliver them to be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth for their hurt, to be a reproach and a proverb and a taunt and a curse in all places whither I shall drive them. And I will send the sword, the famine, and the pestilence among them, till they be consumed from off the land that I gave unto them and to their fathers." May God add His blessing to the reading and hearing of His most holy word. It's a short chapter. What is it? Just 10 verses. And really just one topic. And it's very simple in its application and understanding. We need not spend much time here. Only to say that figs are a fruit that lasts a long time on the tree. Even after you pick them, they last quite a while before they go bad. And so the Lord picks figs here because they are indeed representative of the long time that the Lord dealt with His people, until such time as they were so rotten that they could not be good for anything anymore. So that's the first thing that is not really explicit in the passage, but to the ancient Near Eastern world, that's the kind of thing that figs held. Secondly, we want to see the difference between the good figs and the bad figs in that what the antitype represents. So the good figs are those people in Israel that obeyed the voice of Jeremiah, that got up and went out and surrendered during the siege to Nebuchadnezzar and said, "Take us away. Take us back to Babylon with you." Which would, like we've been saying for the last few weeks now, have been counterintuitive to them. But they believed the word of the Lord against their eyes. They walked not by sight, but by faith. They heard the word of God and obeyed it. It would have been all their, you know, it would have been their gut. It would have been their instinct. It would have been their first blush, fill in the blank, use the phrase you want to use, to stay in the land. But they were told instead to go to Babylon. And so the good figs are styled as those who did, who went out to Nebuchadnezzar. And the Lord says that I will take you captive. I will take you to Babylon, and you will buy and sell, and I will bring you back in my due time. I will bring you back, and I will bless you in the latter end. Then there were those bad figs, like Zedekiah, his princes and nobles, and those that had the same mindset that they would never leave, that they would never obey the Lord, that they would use the false statements of prophets and the false interpretation of the Scripture to bring about what they think they ought to do, which was to remain in the city when God was commanding them to leave it. And so this counterintuitiveness also was picked up in the Scripture, right? They're hearkening back, like we heard last week. What did Zedekiah say? Bring Jeremiah here. See if he'll speak to us about the great things the Lord is going to do for us. Remember that? He calls up, he calls to mind God's prior good works. He's going to do that again, right, Jeremiah? Right? Not exactly, no. And so those are the bad things, because they have rebelled against the word of the Lord. Zedekiah, especially egregiously, that's why he's mentioned by name, because there are several times when he will have audience with Jeremiah and he'll hear exactly the right way to go and the good thing to do, and he will do none of it. Instead, he will turn away from the word of the Lord, from the prophet. And so when Zedekiah, or when the city finally falls, and remember what Zedekiah has done. We talked about oppression. You remember that? That kings oppress in difficult times because, the king's house has to go on. And so he'll take your horse, and he'll take your cow, and he'll take your grain, and he'll take this, and he'll take that, because he's got some kind of divine right to do that. Okay? Well, but what happened to Zedekiah? When the city fell, he was found in the city, still trying to maintain his reign, when the Lord had told him to leave and to give up. And so he exits out one of the lesser gates in the middle of the night, heading north. He thought, no, they won't think I'm going north. They'll think I'm going south instead. And so he goes north and he's captured, and they bring him and they slay his sons before King Nebuchadnezzar. And then they put out his eyes. It's the last thing he sees. And then they put him to death. Why? Because he wouldn't listen to the word of the Lord. He's like those bad figs that cannot be eaten. They are so bad. All right. So that's essentially Jeremiah chapter 24, verses 1 through 10, in those several different movements.